The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
With temperatures set to get colder this weekend, how does a nice, warm, delicious Tuscan soup sound like to keep you warm during the chilly days? Well, to tell us more, Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef of the Marker Hotel, is on the line. Gareth, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pa. How are you today?
Very well. Now, Tuscan soup, I presume, from Tuscany?
Yeah, and I suppose it's just with the temperatures at the drop on them, I said I'd throw out a soup that's going to get better with as the days go on in your fridge if it lasts that long. But also it has like lots of vegetables and some beans in there, which are obviously very warming and would work as a lunch or even a light supper. So to get down to the recipe, what we're going to need is we need a couple of cloves of garlic, a large white or a couple of red onions, a couple of carrots, three sticks of celery, a leek that's going to be washed and diced, so all of that stuff is going to be washed and diced actually, a couple of good pork and fennel sausages if you can get them, or any good kind of high pork content sausage. Jane Russell is an Irish pork sausage producer. She makes a fantastic one. Maybe keep an eye out for that in the shops. And then you need 150 grams or a tin of Brolody beans. If you can't find them, cannellinis or even chickpeas would work perfect. 700 mils of chicken stock, 100 mils of white wine, a tin of chopped tomatoes and some Parmesan cheese. That's to finish the soup off. So to get down to business, what you need, as I always say, a heavy-based pan or casserole dish. So something that's going to hold the heat. Because what I want you to do is chop up those sausages and you're going to fry them off. Now, it's important that you'd spend 3 to 5 minutes doing this in a splash of olive oil. What we're trying to do here is get that pork to caramelise a little bit, because that's going to give the soup depth and flavour. And you've often heard me talking about that when I'm talking about stews, casseroles, or in this case, soup. Then you want to add in your diced vegetables. Cut them up that they're relatively small. Again, what we want to do is sweat this off a little bit. This is going to bring out the natural sugars that are into the vegetables and bring a beautiful sweetness into the soup. Then you add in your garlic and your thyme, saute that for a little bit more, and then we add in our, give it a good season with salt and pepper, throw in your glass of white wine, let that reduce down a little bit, and then we're going to add in our tin tomatoes, our chicken stock, and if the beans are raw, you'd put them in at this point, but if not, cook it for about maybe 20 minutes, and then add in your cooked cannellini beans if you've bought a tin. And then all you need to do is just simmer the soup for, it'll probably need to cook for about a half an hour or so on a very gentle simmer. I don't skim this soup. I actually like the olive oil in the soup, but if you're turned off by the oily texture in the soup, obviously give it a good skim. There's no problem. And then to serve this soup, what I would suggest is into a nice warm bowl and just finish it with a really good grating of Parmesan across the top of the soup before it goes to the table.
So with all your chopping and your bits and pieces, and if you have the cooked beans to begin with, the Borlotti beans, I mean, it's not much more than a half an hour to do this.
Yeah, at most I would say. And like, as I said to you, if you make it this morning and have it for lunch or even double the recipe, pop it into the fridge and tomorrow it'll work fantastic with a piece of seared cod on the top. So you could have it nearly like a garnish for a piece of fish or indeed a pork chop. So, you know, a soup like this is really versatile. Free is brilliant, and it'll definitely give lots of pleasure to the family if you make it. I shared a soda bread recipe many times on this show, but if you really wanted it, while the soup is cooking, get some nice Irish soda bread cooking would be fantastic to serve on the side. That recipe can always be found on the Marker's website, where I share all my recipes, or indeed my Instagram at Gar Mullins, where I also put up videos on how to make all of this stuff, as always.
Okay, well, this one is idiot-proof, I think. Anyone can do this.
Exactly.
Half an hour of your time.
Worth a go.
And a wonderful lunch. Okay, Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel, thank you very much for joining us.